Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men. Acts 1:24. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen. We glance over the prayers in scriptures way too quickly. We miss much good theology in the prayers of the saints that are recorded in the scriptures. Here we see the prayers of the new church and the apostles, and they give a wonderfully deep and rich biblical truth in those prayers. They have gathered together. Jesus has ascended. They are gathered together to replace Judas. And he says, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men. It is God that knows the heart of all men. He reads hearts better than you and I read a billboard or any book. God is in the business of the heart. He deals with it better than anyone. The psalmist cried, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me. The heart, it is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? But Jeremiah tells us, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So then the question is asked, who can know that heart? Only God can. God knows the evil of every man's heart. We can be deceived by another man's heart and by our own hearts, but it is God that we should ask to search our hearts. Try me, O Lord, because that heart is deceitful above all things. So then we can fool ourselves, but God is not fooled by anyone. He saw the evil imaginations of man, that there was only evil in his heart continually. He limited his age due to sin and evil that lurked in his heart back in Genesis 6. Given enough time, man would do such wicked things and be able to control so much by the very experience and age that he would have, along with a heart set on evil. But then it is important that we also take much comfort in God knowing every man's heart, because he knows our hearts, and when our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knoweth all things. There are times our feelings or affections condemn us, and we have not sinned against the Lord, or we take upon us guilt that is not ours, or we are falsely accused, then it is a most comforting and soothing thought to know that God knows my heart. He knows my innocency in the matter that is before me. Then we can trust in the one who is never manipulated, who is never deceived by a human heart, and he will bring comfort, and we can trust in his will with all our hearts, because he knows exactly what our motives are. So then let this truth bring much caution to us by way of judgment in matters of another man's heart. Therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. We do not know on either side what the motive of a man's heart is, whether it be good or evil. Only judge the fruit of a man, and not the motives of the man, unless he plainly shows you by his actions that his motives are wrong. Sometimes the motives can come out, others it cannot, so we ought to be very careful with how we judge those things. Is it to be rich or evil? Is it to be vile? Then we may clearly see some of those things. But other than that, if his fruit be good, but he be off on a few matters, do not judge his motives, but leave that to God, who knows the counsels of the heart. Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men.